Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
This summer, switch to Xfinity and get Wi-Fi so reliable you can host the world. And now, you can lock in your price for 5 years guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. Restrictions apply, select plans only.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Mati Bolaños in San Francisco. Republican Steve Hilton is advancing to the general election for California governor, edging out Democrat Tom Steyer for the second spot in the November race. KQED politics correspondent Guy Marzorati has more.
Hilton, a former political advisor in the UK and Fox News host, will face Democrat Javier Becerra in the fall. Hilton was able to consolidate support from California Republicans after an endorsement from President Donald Trump. That support helped him edge out Steyer, a Democrat who spent a record $216 million of his own money on a campaign built on progressive calls for new taxes on corporations. Hilton will attempt to become the first Republican elected governor in California in 20 years. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati.
Before the governor's race was called, Hilton joined other Republicans in Southern California, calling for changes to the way votes are counted in the state. This comes after baseless claims from President Trump that the state's election system is rigged. When asked at a press conference yesterday if he would categorize the election as rigged, Hilton wouldn't go that far, but adds,
"We take all of this very seriously because it's incredibly important that Californians have the chance to vote for change. And so we've got to make sure that nothing untoward happens."
He says the counting of votes needs to be faster and that the state should require voter ID and only send out mail-in ballots to people who ask for one. A number of key congressional races were also called on Tuesday. In District 22 in the Central Valley, progressive Democrat Randy Villegas will take on incumbent David Valadao in November. In the 6th Congressional District, independent Kevin Kiley advanced to a runoff with Democrat Richard Pan. And there are two seats that will pick candidates from the same party. In the District 7 race, challenger Mai Vang will face Democrat incumbent Doris Matsui. And in District 40 in Southern California, two sitting members of Congress will face off, Republicans Ken Calvert and Young Kim. Now, let's turn to immigration. The White House is appealing a judge's decision to strike down President Trump's $100,000 fee on the H-1B visa. That's Silicon Valley's main pipeline for foreign talent. But this case is one of three, and big tech is still waiting to exhale, as KQED's Rachel Miro reports.
On Monday, a judge sided with 20 states led by California, which warned the fee would gut staffing at public schools, universities, and hospitals. UC Berkeley Law Dean Erwin Chemerinsky says this fight is likely headed to the Supreme Court.
Separation of powers matters. The Supreme Court has emphasized, as recently as the Terrace case, that Congress alone has the power to tax.
A White House spokesperson told KQED the H-1B program's been abused for decades, the president has clear authority to limit who enters the country, and the administration is confident it'll win on appeal. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro.
Hi, I'm Sasha Coca. I host the California Report magazine. We bring you in-depth personal stories about your neighbors, your communities, and the issues affecting all of us as Californians. But the future is powered by you. If you've been listening but haven't donated yet, now is the moment. Donate today at donate.kqed.org/podcasts.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Millions of Californians who buy their own health insurance on Covered California are struggling to keep up with the cost. Now, Governor Gavin Newsom wants the state to chip in and pay a bigger share of their monthly premiums. Jackie Fortier with our partner KFF Health News has the story.
Veronica Walter dreads picking a new health plan. She and her husband together make less than $40,000 a year. That's too much to qualify for state help paying for insurance. She lives in the Bay Area, where she cobbles together what work she can as a pet sitter and teacher's aide. She knocks on the wooden table for luck.
Hopefully nothing happens with my husband's work, because my jobs are just, they're part-time, it's gig work.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is asking the legislature to put more state money toward helping some people pay their monthly insurance bills. His proposal would expand subsidies to Walter and about 200,000 others like her. Lower-income people who buy their health insurance on Covered California, but their earnings are just high enough to put state financial help out of reach. Peter Lee is a former director of Covered California, now a health insurance expert at Stanford. Since the state can't afford to discount everyone's bills, he says targeting money toward lower-income people is the right approach.
For them, a $50 a month difference in their premium is the difference of having coverage or not having coverage, because every dollar that they're working with is really being stretched with housing, with food.
Newsom's plan is designed to help, but even if it passes, nearly a million enrollees will be left out because they make too much money. In the past, they would have gotten more federal dollars to reduce their monthly insurance bill. The Republican Congress allowed those extra subsidies to expire. Now, Lee says, that money is gone, leaving a gaping hole.
Remember, we're losing $2.5 billion in federal funds.
Michael Cannon says California shouldn't try to fill that hole. He's director of health policy studies at the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank.
Subsidies are just going to drive prices up even further.
Cannon wants state lawmakers focused on something else, cutting the actual cost of health care. He says Newsom's plan hands more money to insurance companies.
You are not requiring more from them. You are just giving more to them. You're not requiring them to compete. You're telling them they don't have to.
From her condo in Newark, Veronica Walter is watching closely. If the plan passes, she and her husband could get some help. But even with the subsidy, they would pay about $200 a month for health insurance. She's not sure they can afford it.
When you add in all the meds that I take on top of the $200 for us, it really adds up. And then if you're going to pay a copay every time you go see the doctor, you know, like, it's really steep.
State lawmakers have until June 15th to finalize the budget. Whether state subsidies make the cut won't be known until then. And even if they do, the details will take months to work out. For Veronica Walter and hundreds of thousands like her, it means more waiting. Lower health insurance bills, if they come at all, won't arrive until January.
That was Jackie Fortier with our partner KFF Health News. And that is the California Report for Wednesday, June 10th. We're a production of KQED News. I'm Adi Bolaños. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from Monterey Bay Aquarium, inspiring conservation of the ocean to protect it from plastic pollution, climate change, and overfishing. Info at montereybayaquarium.org/connects. Paint Care, making paint recycling easy at more than 800 sites in California, paintcare.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft.
Oh, no.
That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
Surfing in San Francisco in the 1950s was pretty intense.
When you first went in the water, your fingers would sting. And then after an hour or so, that stinging would abate. Well, you're about to die. So you better get out of the water fast.
But then the wetsuit changed everything. Learn how it was developed in the Bay Area on the Bay Curious podcast. Find us wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Olivia from KQED's Bay Curious podcast. If you've ever been to San Francisco's Conservatory of Flowers, you know that it's this beautifully lush place filled with rare plants and flowers. But did you know it also has an intriguing history? It represents a feat of engineering and takes many, many people to maintain. Join Bay Curious on June 20th and 21st for an interactive exploration of the conservatory. We'll learn about the building's history, the plants inside, and you'll solve puzzles with fellow guests to keep the conservatory running. Tickets are limited. Get yours today at kqed.org/live.